This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Northeast is freezing. Record cold temperatures continue in Boston and New York. And Chicago got their spring. Groundhog didn't get scared, I guess, there. 77 degrees. I'll take some of that weather down here in Austin. Been unseasonably cold, but if I just would have paid Al Gore money, everything would have been all right. We've already covered just massive amounts of news. And that whole Kent Hovind interview really upset me because I followed that case off and on the last decade. And I've caught HBO shows and Comedy Central and MSNBC just loving the fact he's in prison and going, can you believe he had a park where kids could go on dinosaur rides and where they claim that there were dinosaurs in the time of Adam and Eve? Thank God he's in jail. He was running scams and keeping money. 501c3. I wouldn't care if the guy lived in a huge mansion putting out important information. He lived in a little house and had a van. They hated him because he was so good, man. That guy's so good compared to somebody like me. Makes me sick. Let me tell you something, and I meant to say that, and I was going to say, you do bad things to really good men, judgment comes down on you really quick, and I didn't even know or remember that the prosecutor was a pedophile that killed themselves. I remember covering that in the news at the time and not even knowing that it was the prosecutor for him. And I've seen so many cases where these sicko prosecutors are like hardcore liberals and pedophiles and stuff. I mean, they're just sick. And they're in the system. You might get a great judge. You might get a horrible judge. That's why I want to be careful here. Because it's not even the government itself that's bad. It's alien institutions like the Federal Reserve. It's out-of-control bureaucracies like the FCC and the Justice Department. It's some of these federal prosecutors. But then I've met other federal prosecutors that are doing a great job, and I see them doing great things and going after big banks and stuff, and then they die in a car wreck. I mean, not somebody I knew, but I've seen cases of that. So fighting for good, you can get killed too. But, you know, it's honorable to, you know, for them to kill you. It's not honorable to be a pedophile. So it's a war, folks. There's just a war between good and evil going on, and each and one of us, every one of us, it's in our heart. The battle is going on in our hearts and minds. It's a battle of hearts and minds in the final equation. And I just am God-fearing. I want to be good. I want to be around people that are good. I want to be involved in justice. I want to be involved in helping little people. I want to be involved in empowering humanity, not suckering humanity. And I grew up thinking everybody was like me. And I learned, no, a lot of folks aren't like that. They enjoy screwing over stupid people. I was never the kind of kid in the neighborhood when I was like 12 or 13 that would get the 9-year-old kid who wanted to go out and, you know, hang out with the older kids and beat them up. Or tell them, go rob beer out of that garage over there. We're gonna beat you up, or, you know, humiliate people. I always wanted to empower people and build people up. And those of us that do have a heart that loves justice, we're blind to evil because we just can't imagine that people have it out for us. Well, we got to grow up, and you got to get angry at these people and stop having fear of them. Get angry, know that they're going to go down in the end, and just get your heart right and your soul right, because I'm not worried about he that can kill my body. I'm worried about my soul. That's been said many times in many different ways, but what a parable of imprisoning this innocent man, and I'm sure so many others, and this federal prosecutor gets caught in his own web of pedophilia, and it's the very same Jocelyn Elders Democrats, and in Europe they're trying to legalize pedophilia. See, that's why they don't want any morals, is so they can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and they see somebody righteous, like Kent Hovind, and it just absolutely outrages them. I mean, even if you don't believe what Kent believes, Dr. Hovind believes, still you can see he's an honorable man. And at least he's not a eugenicist. We'll be back. Stay with us. Give the number out.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know there's a war. I know what the stakes are. And if we can just get the public out of that trance for a minute to wake up and look around them, they're going to realize how far down the rabbit hole we've gone, and they're going to get concerned, and then they're going to start wanting to know more. We can free the hearts and minds out there not to believe what we believe, not to see what we see, but just to open their minds, open their eyeballs, their ears up, their smell, their taste, their touch. Because, boy, when you are awake, it is wild. And it's crazy to see other people bought into the system, totally unhappy, vapid. I was driving around downtown yesterday taking care of business before I came up to the Sunday show, meeting with some folks, and I was looking at the South by Southwest crowd. And they looked soulless. They looked weak. They looked stupid. They looked aimless. or they had narcissistic, weird looks in their eyes, like they would stand with this weird smile on their face looking inward on a power trip. Like when you're 5 years old, and again, imagine you're Batman or Robin or something, you're on a power trip. You're meant to do that when you're developing archetypes in your mind, but not when you're an adult. It's this false media echo chamber. It's mind control. I mean, what is mind control? There's a thousand flavors of it. But if I'm lifting weights or I'm jogging or I'm on an elliptical machine, if I listen to high-energy music, it could be Beethoven or ZZ Top. I can go for an hour at 80 or 90, I guess they call it RPMs, without it, 30 minutes at 70, and I'm bored. That's mind control. Hardcore music that really touches your mind, touches your soul. That's why, going back thousands of years, they'd have trumpet blowers and drum beaters for war, marching armies up to each other to cut each other to pieces or blast each other to pieces. That's why in that old, is that a Jimmy Dean song? Who sings that song? In 1814, we took a little trip. I don't think it's Jimmy Dean. It's somebody else. Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi, we took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we fought the bloody British at the town of New Orleans. They talk about they stepped so high.
It's Johnny Horton.
Johnny Horton.
Passed away and headed to Louisiana.
And they had, must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. What's the words? They stepped so high you could hear their bugle yell, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. I'm probably butchering the words from memory. It's all teleprompter free. Yeah, blow that up for me. I'll actually read it on air. But I'm going somewhere with this. They found thousands of years ago men would march into battle and fight in a vicious berserker fashion as long as there was the right beat of a drum going. That's war. In 18, whether it was Africa or Ireland, whether it was Germania or the Aztec kingdoms, everybody wanted to go into war to the beat of a drum. That's mind control. See, and it just goes from there. Just admit it's happening. In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river, and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on a drum. And I guess for about every 200, 300 soldiers, they'd have somebody on the drums. That was a large army. They stepped so high, and they made their bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns, and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't not as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more, and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. We didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them hell. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. So just think about the power of a drum. Humans are humans. Whether it was ancient Japan or ancient Africa or ancient America, from the Native Americans, we're all the same, folks. And we're being manipulated against each other using technologies hundreds of times more sophisticated than a drum. Just be aware of the manipulation, and you've got the intellect and the spirit to trump it. Because the devil's manipulation is nothing, but the devil will force himself and his system on you. This world system, this predatory system, call it what you want, will force itself. God won't. And it's free will. So if you want to trump the devil, you got to ask Christ into your heart. And we've had a lot of complaints about people, but also a lot of positive stuff with me talking about Jesus on air almost every day. I just talk from the heart. The enemy is rising up right now. The enemy is persecuting people worldwide. It's intensifying. And my heart gets closer to God the more I just prepare myself for what's coming. And that's just a normal process. And all you atheists or people out there, if you don't like somebody that has a relationship with a spirit of love and do unto others as you do unto them. If that upsets you so much, you really ought to look at that. I understand. Big establishment churches doing the devil's work, meant to discredit Christ, that's what you don't like. It's not the true spirit. And I would challenge atheists and people, and many of them have done this, just to ask God, hey, God, if you're real, show me. Give me discernment. Let me see the other side. Now, careful what you ask for, because all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Okay, because when you get real discernment, folks, you can really see what's going on. And I just hope you're ready for it. A lot of people aren't. That's why they've brought up a bunch of self-obsessed, arrested development babies out there. And I don't take some pleasure in the fact that so many men and women are arrested. I take great pain in that Orwell talked about dumbing language down so much that you couldn't even communicate with the proles. And that's what we now reach at this point. And anybody trying to warn them, they think that you're a kook or that, you know, that they have power over you because they laugh at you. You got to understand, that's like a seriously mentally retarded or brain-damaged person standing at a bus stop drooling, laughing at you when you drive by in your car. You need to feel sorry for them. It's not funny. And we, none of us should take pleasure, and I've done it myself 1,000 times or more, calling them sheeple, making fun of people. Like Mark Dice says, he doesn't go cherry-pick to show stupid people. That's everyone he talks to. He talks to 10 people, he shows all of them. And 9 out of 10 say put gun owners in slave camps, murder everyone, world government, abort children up to age 5. We do similar interviews. This is what they've done to these people. They're gone. They're gone. They had a soul when they were kids. They were put in front of a TV and brainwashed and brought up by brain-damaged parents. And now they're gone, folks. They're gone. I look in their eyes. They got shark eyes with that little pig smile. They're gone. There's a demon in there running the show. They're gone. It's not funny. They're gone. And they're going to tear us apart. That's why the meme is zombies, zombies, the military training to mow down zombies. That's the public. But before they kill you, they take your soul. Before they kill you, they turn you into an animal. That's metaphysical. They're not allowed to go after a free man and kill him. They can imprison you and torture you. They're not allowed to kill you in most cases. When they do, it breaks the metaphysical law and blows up in their face. It's why they can't kill people like the last guest we had on earlier. They have to torture them and hope they can break their will. But you notice, they only get stronger under the attack. This is a battle. Our spirits are in these earth suits. We are here being tested. Think about how epic that is, ladies and gentlemen. And science has proven that there's an essence beyond the brain. That's why the enemy says every day in articles, it was out today, that, oh, the science, love discovered, it's only in the brain. Well, of course, it's biological. The spirit then manifests and resonates through it, and as below, so above, to use the ancient alchemist statement of the enemy. But it's true. I've talked about this. It's mirrored levels. We have a spirit, but we live on through the genetics of our ancestors, and we have their archetypal condensed, compressed memories. So we are partially those that came before us. And then we have spirits above that, and there's so many levels. That's why people get confused and go, I'm having these memories of things, and I feel like I've been here forever. Well, you have that genetic code that's one level of kind of the symbiotic group creature that we are. Our bodies, our organs are like a jellyfish that's a symbiotic colony. Humans are colonies. Our bodies are cell colonies with electromagnetic systems that they admit pick up the literal winds of space, and that are also picking up fourth and fifth dimension resonances. And as scientists look at this, we are basically a biosuit. But the biosuit itself has experiences and is alive. Now, I didn't read this in a book, folks. I've read all the different scientific components to it. And then there's other layers to it. It's unbelievable how fantastic this is. And the enemy's trying to poison that and jam it. Because there's no way, if they can't poison and jam that, there's no way that we're not going to be stopped going to the next level. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what God has in store for us. But this is a testing ground. Like boot camp, you can believe it. You need to get your soul right. That's what the enemy's coming for. God, look at the fruits of the New World Order. Piles of dead bodies, murdered children, stinking prisons, absolute hell on earth, and jellyfish wandering around everywhere. I mean, it's really scary to see these people losing their souls, to see these zombies. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Straight ahead, your phone calls and a ton of news.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
And now the real thing, a lot lot better than what I was saying.
14, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns
coming up,
and the British kept coming.
Pedophilia in Britain, woven in the fabric of society.
Fired once more and they began to run.
Israeli vote in the balance as campaigning draws to a close. Incredible attacks on free speech. We're going to continue to break all this down and warn people coming up. Hertz puts cameras in rental cars, says it has no plans to use them. Like a great white shark has no plans to use its teeth either. AR-15 ammo ban already back as Dems demand even wider ban. I just opened the phones up on any subject. Dominique's wants to talk about drudgereport.com. Yeah, there's an AP article up there that I have in the stack. 1 year left of water for California as California turns into a desert. I guess Drudge is linked to the LA Times. I saw an AP article about how it's becoming a desert. Number one, they cut off a bunch of water at Klamath Falls 6 years ago, 7 years ago. They're cutting the lakes off on purpose. That dovetails with the plan with the chemtrail spraying, the geoengineering out in the Pacific to block rainstorms coming in. So this is on purpose. This is economic warfare against California. I don't know what the master plan is. You can war game it, but that's my take on it. Dominique, what's your take on it, calling from the former state of California, now globalist command base, West Coast?
Alex, this is Dominique from Kim Chasers, man. I wanted to say thanks for having us.
I had no idea that you were going to call in, and it was you were with a chemtrail angle. But see, that's my angle, because we know the planes spray in front of the weather fronts. The meteorologists have been on and said they're killing those weather systems that badly needed water. What do you make of all this?
2 days before every storm that comes in, we see it. They go heavy, and the storm hits it. No rain. We just went to Lake Tahoe and shot an episode. The lake was 4 feet down. The mountains were bare of snow in the middle of February. And what was on top of the mountains except about 20 chemtrails?
Well, and we've had the father of weather weapons on. In 1946, he was flying into both Pacific typhoons and Atlantic hurricanes. Ben Livingston, he's admitted after we had him on, he was on Fox News, Discovery Channel. Then he got threatened and wouldn't come on anymore. He was well-spoken at 90-something years old. And it was all declassified that they were creating hurricanes or killing hurricanes or weather systems by 1967, Stanford Research Navy certified, with the Air Force involved as well. And so we've talked to meteorologists about the different stuff they can spray. They can spray and make it rain or spray and make it not rain. And they've done the testing, as you know. They are killing the rain on the West Coast. What do you think, at least for California and Oregon, what do you think the plan is there?
I think it's to turn it into a desert, like you said, and get up these farms for pennies on the dollar.
Then turn the water back on. That's right. Go ahead, sir.
Exactly. I also found an article saying that the top four bottled water companies all set up shop here, and that there's no regulation on the groundwater, so they could just suck it dry. So that's why I called, is I wanted to ask you, what can people do to get a filter and bottle their own water now and keep it storable? How do they keep it storable so people could start getting
water?
Well,
I mean, there's different additives and stuff, but I mean, you'll still be able to get water to drink. They're just going to jack up prices and have a big scam and then say it's the new blue gold and put UN regulations on it and claim it's global warming and use the crisis they clearly are helping engineer as another power grab. Thank you so much. Great points, Dominic. Kim Chasers, that's a great documentary series they do. Sherry in Texas, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Listen, regarding the indoctrination of our children, here's a message of hope, at least in my opinion, okay, that there's a bright, creative, intuitive mind born every day, and the suckers are dying out. So I think the globalists' greatest threat regarding us is our spiritual nature, our ability to function beyond
the
computer.
And the fact that God, I'm going to keep you over on hold. This is so important. I'm not cutting you off. But, yes, there are going to be children, and we know this is happening. Just like they spray bugs with poison, a few generations later, they have bugs that are semi-immune and then immune by the 7th, 8th, 9th generation. Well, you're having spiritual children, but also genetically and chemically that are more resistant. And so, yeah, no matter what they hit us with, humans are very special. We're just going to end up, at least a percentage of us, jumping that curve and actually making us stronger. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. It's a mind-body connection that the globalists don't want to admit that we have, that our right brain is capable of evoking and receiving God's guidance, healing. We have healers in our community we can't talk about because we don't want them disappearing overnight, you know, and intercessory prayer heals. And there was something on 60 Minutes that exemplified how they're trying to confuse us about this.
Well, we're going to come right back and get your take on that. Undoubtedly, humans have a lot of potential. The Army found that in secret studies that were declassified that they're trying to suppress.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your past, your fears.
We're meant to war game and then train the robots how to be more human than human. And that's actually in USA Today today. Sirius founder envisions world of cyber clones, tech med. And the cyber clones will become more us than us and will actually tell us what to do and basically replace us. So that's the bizarreness of what the elite believe, whether that's going to happen or not. And they're waging war against humanity. I didn't know that Joe Bannister, the former Treasury agent, been a frequent guest on the show in some of my earliest documentaries, has called in. He found out the IRS was all a big fraud and started exposing it. They tried to put him in jail repeatedly. He was found not guilty in jury trials. Another true American hero. He wanted to comment on the Kent Hovind case, a political prisoner. Now that they're openly waged. I was talking to a high-level state judge just a couple months ago, and he said, no, he goes, it really opens my eyes. The IRS is really doing this, and it woke up a lot of judiciary that we really are in tyranny. This is a state judge. I mean, this is really going on. And sometimes this is evil is so outrageous, you can't believe it's actually happening. It's industrial scale now. It's not just a few evil guys trying to screw good people over in the system. It is a unified effort. The Republican leadership is quietly backing it. The Democrats are honchoing it and riding the beast. So we'll go to Joe Bannister in a moment. Sherry in Texas, you had a point about 60 Minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was an example of how our society is trying to lead us away from understanding that we're human beings, but primarily we also function from a spiritual level, you know, and we can connect with God. That's why intercessory prayer heals, you know. So there was this episode, it was some years ago, about these people with this amazing autobiographical memory. They could recall any day from their way back, 3 years old, 2 years old.
That's Mary Lou Henner. We've had her on the show.
Okay. Well, in that show, there was a segment in the show where they confused the viewers. It was about where in the brain the activity takes place. And a guy held up the model of a brain, but instead of holding it up on the flat of his hand and then pointing very clearly, here's the front of the brain, here's the back of the brain, here's where the activity takes place in the right temporal lobe, he covered the front of the brain with his left hand, and then he covered, like holding either end of a football, he covered the back end of the brain with his right hand, and then he said, and here's where the activity takes place, and he rotated his right hand around to point to the right temporal lobe. And now, mind you, the front and the back of the brain, he shows where they are, then he covers them. And so when he points to the right temporal lobe, at that same time, the camera starts spinning, and the whole room is spinning. This is, I don't know.
That might have just been an accident on the show, but I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I don't know what the point of doing that would be. What I was getting into the brain was that they have all these articles just saying we're just animals, we don't have free will, it's all in the brain. But then the elites are trying to always influence and manipulate us, and we know there is free will. Unless you've been basically turned into a zombie. Now, I want to hurry through calls. I want to go to Mark, Bob, Daniel, many others that are patiently holding. Kent Hovind, if he just joined us, has been in jail almost 10 years. School teacher, no criminal record. Had reached over a billion people. 30-plus languages, his books and videos have been translated into, saying that the official story of evolution is a fraud. Well, it's been proven a fraud. But they try to make it a scientific debate to discredit Christianity, so Christians then try to become scientists and then try to discredit that. I don't buy into Kent Hovind's interpretation of the Bible completely, and I certainly know the globalist transhumanist, eugenicist, social Darwinist are a bunch of occultists because I've studied their own writings. I've actually read what Darwin and his cousin Galton and others wrote. This was funded by the British royal family as an excuse to say the public were animals. It went back to Thomas Malthus and saying that, the 80% of the public should be exterminated. That's why you always hear that number. He said the earth would hit its carrying capacity by 1900. Well, you notice it didn't. So it's a complex issue, but that doesn't matter. He has the First Amendment. And even the New York Times admitted, they had hearings last month, that tens of thousands of people a year are not even indicted. Their bank accounts are grabbed. If they complain, they're then indicted. And they have kangaroo juries. These are being exposed. That's why you're getting some juries actually fighting against the IRS now, because they're having to seat real juries, not, basically pick juries. And people are being found not guilty. But in the case of Dr. Kent Hovind, he's still in there, and they went after him because if they could take him down, they could take everybody down. And the law said taking $10,000 out of a deposit before taxes, and you were trying to launder money or hide it, that you could then be indicted for money laundering if it was an association with a crime. Well, even the New York Times admitted, well, now they do it down to a couple hundred dollars. And totally innocent people with no criminal records who were even getting after tax money. So there's a war on cash and a war on the people, but bigger than that, there is a war on Christians, real Christians, to intimidate the church to go under total government control and the faith-based initiative started by Bush, expanded by Obama, where you go to big churches now, I don't care if they're Baptist, Catholic, what it is, it's house the illegals, turn your guns in, world government's good, abortion's not that bad, Bill Gates loves you. It is amazing. And people believe the church is God now. And they will sit there and go against the teachings of Christ. I don't care if it's Methodist, you name it, and your family goes to these. I've talked to people, family I have, they go, doesn't matter, I'm going to that church, I love that church. The church becomes God. Well, the state runs the church, the state is now God. Now, I don't know his take on this, but Joe Bannister, we can take an hour, you know, going over all the stuff he went through, another hero of this fight, former Treasury agent, heard radio shows, heard the IRS was basically a collection agency of the Federal Reserve, didn't believe it, spent a year researching it, went to a supervisor and said, can you disprove this? And they said, how about you just resign? And then they tried to put him in prison repeatedly for giving speeches. But he got good juries and was found not guilty. But this is not a game. The real war is here at home in America. But Kent Hovind, Dr. Kent Hovind, he is still in prison, sleeping on the floor. And it doesn't matter if other cases have been overturned. They're having hearings in Congress. They tried to call him in and convict him on new stuff just last month, and he was found not guilty in that trial except on one charge. So they want to keep Kent Hovind in jail. Why do you think that is, Joe Bannister?
Well, they definitely want to discredit and silence anybody that is a credible resource. And that, you know, you don't have to be an IRS special agent or former one to be credible. And Dr. Hovind is obviously very credible. And they've got to silence people like that. And you know, they tried to do it to me, and I was fortunate. I mean, he deserved justice every bit as much as I did, and didn't get it. And of course, he's making them miserable inside. I try to make them miserable outside. But I really, Alex, I just appreciate everything that you guys all do. And I wanted to chime in to support what he asked as far as getting people upset so they'll actually, shout out to these policymakers and lawmakers. But as you've educated your listeners for a long time, there's always an ulterior motive behind the legislation that's proposed and passed in D.C. And you're so on target. The money laundering laws and the structuring laws that you talked about, those are a part of the money laundering laws.
This is what you were trained for years and have a degree in and, you know, raided real criminals, you know, that were really laundering money. Describe the hearings in Congress, the New York Times article, and specifically why these are being misapplied.
Well, there's often these agendas, as you've described so many times, are, you know, 50-year plans, 20-year plans. They have all this stuff, you know, ginned up before they implement it. And with the money laundering, they wanted to spy on all of America, really all of the world, on their cash transactions, on any financial transactions. You've talked about FinCEN, the Orwellian group that monitors financial transactions throughout the world. And so they used as a veneer or a smokescreen that we have to go after these drug dealers and these drug smugglers. And everybody, you know, most Americans are like, yeah, well, let's go after them. And so they pick the bad guy to go after, and then they usher in this entire framework of a spy grid for all financial transactions and especially cash transactions. And that way, they not only can trip up people like Mr. Hovind, who they want to silence, but they can monitor everyone's transactions, just as the NSA does with their spying. And so the ulterior motive, obviously, as is the case over and over again, is to spy on the American people. But they use some other excuse to do that. And so I just want to encourage people to absolutely scream bloody murder to the policymakers and legislators, because this is a Trojan horse. They're spying on us financially. They're trying to get rid of cash and monitor cash transactions while we still have it. And it's a total screw job, as you've said over and over.
Well, I mean,
again,
think about how that's a Orwellian takeover, inverting reality. If you want to use cash, you must be a criminal, admitting they're spying on everything. with their financial crimes enforcement globally, FinCEN. And then on top of that, they've got Know Your Customer, which they've expanded to everything. And if I try to go to the bank and get $3,000-$4,000 out, if I'm going, you know, overseas in case my credit cards get turned off, when I go cover Bilderberg or something, I got a crew of like 6-7 people, $3,000 or $4,000 isn't even enough. So last time we left the country, we got like $8,000 or something in case they turned our cards off, because we've had that done before as a form of harassment. And the bank was just like freaking out, going, we're going to, you know, this is under $10,000, but don't think you're not going to get looked at. I'm like, looked at, it's after tax money. Or it's company money. I mean, I don't care. You know, I send my reporters out with like $2,000 cash when they take a team of 3 or 4 people to California or New York. That's not enough to even get back if their cards get turned off. It's just crazy how they make all of us criminals, and then it's not even really laws. It's just regulations passed by Herbert Walker Bush.
Right. Well, I didn't want to take any more time, but I just want to let people know it's an absolute Trojan horse. And I really hope that you'll help Dr. Hoven out with, you know, screaming at your legislators, the policymakers, that they create this framework and then they go after good people. And it's got to stop. And we all have to, you know, scream bloody murder about it.
Well, they, of course, went after you once. You had a trial, found not guilty. You might recap that for folks. And then I think the second time, correct, you didn't shut up, you intensified. Think about him. I know, because it's come out on record. They've told him, recant, go along, and we'll let you out. They said, just give us your ministry. We won't put you in jail. He said, no. 10 years in jail, just to hear how honorable and wholesome he was and to feel it in my gut, or a Christian would say in my spirit, made tears in my eyes for the people that would put him in jail. I was about to say on air, man, I wouldn't want to get between, you know, God and them. God's going to come after them, because I see people have judgment brought on them, not when they die, but on this world. And then the guest, after Hoven had left, brought up the article. We put it on screen. I'd forgotten his prosecutor was a horrid pedophile who committed suicide. So, I mean, just a year later or less, look at how judgment got brought on that guy. I mean, that's what's so scary about this. The God-fearing part of me shudders when I see the things these evildoers engage in.
I would encourage people, the way I've achieved the most peace is to pray for my enemies. Pray for those who want to do me harm. And let God take care of the rest, and the peace will come. And I'm talking about even people that are mad because they go after Kent Hoven or Joe Bannister or Alex Jones. You still got to pray for them. That's what Jesus said to do, and it's best to follow what Jesus told us to do.
How have you done it? Because it would take 3 hours to tell the story, but they put you through living hell, and you've told me privately it made you a much stronger man, and that it's actually been rewarding. I mean, but describe what that process of going across the stormy seas been like for you, former special agent, you know, rising up quickly, great record, and then you found out about the Matrix, and Agent Smith came after you.
Well, the Matrix is a pretty good metaphor, because I really intended to spend a full 20-year career with the IRS, lots of family and friends that are in law enforcement, and really just wanted to do good by my country, use my financial skills to help my country and defend the treasury and all these noble things. And a few years into the career, found that some allegations, you know, that the IRS, was things you talk about a lot, how the IRS is really just a scam. It's a, you know, blood brother of the Federal Reserve, has to work with monetary.
The Treasury was seized. There was a financial coup.
Yeah, to cheat and steal from the people without them knowing. And so it took me 2 years to kind of wade through it all to see, wow, I think there's enough truth here that I should speak up. I spoke up. They told me to hit the road. They didn't fire me. They just said, you better hit the road because we're not going to answer any of your questions. And that was in 1999, back in the last century. And I was attacked in 2004, indicted, acquitted in 2005, thankfully, as is deserved by Mr. Hoven and so many other people. And I don't really, when you say about crying, Alex, it really hurts me too, because I don't, you know, we have to accept what our lot in life and God's will. And I got justice, and I deserved it. And there's so many people that deserve justice, and at least, you know, in our eyes, and don't get it. So I just try my best here on the outside to to make a stink, and there's lots of people like Mr. Hoban on the inside that are making a stink, and we have to help each other. And again, pray for our enemies while we're doing that, because you know we need to follow what God tells us to do, and then God will, I think, help us all the more.
Well, exactly. The fact that all this is coming out about the structuring laws and the harassment of Christians, and now the whole Christian community is starting to find out about Kent Hovind and saying, I remember him, he's in jail. I think in God's plan, he'll end up reaching even more people because of this persecution. And, you know, he sounded stronger, because he was on with me a few times before they put him in jail. He sounded stronger now than he sounded 10 years ago.
I mean, look at all the, certainly in the Gospels, in St. Paul's writings, all those writers were persecuted, crucified, tortured, and that's the word that we live by today. So we all have to do our best to be good examples and follow them as best we can, as imperfect as we are. But each one of us can do an awful lot. You know, every listener out there, and you're doing a great job and all the crew.
No, brother, no, you're doing a great job. We're all in this together. And this is a great test. There is a war going on, and that's what's so frustrating. The system doesn't want you to ever know the Federal Reserve's private or ever know the NSA spying, but all those veils are dropping so humanity can have a big choice whether we're going to go into total slavery or say no. God always gives us a choice, and we're being given a choice right now. Will we get the reprieve as Nineveh got? Undoubtedly, this beast system is going to come in, but do we get a reprieve, more time, or does it start to happen now? We're at that crossroads. The churches won't tell you that we set that course. It's our will. Thank you so much, Joe Banisher. We're going to come back, talk to Daniel, Mark, and others. Stu in Florida. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Key information straight ahead.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, there's a good chance you'll qualify. And talk about hassle-free. We don't need need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
Joe Biggs and Joe Jennings, two of the InfoWars crew, are out riding their choppers, their cruisers, in downtown Austin handing out free InfoWars bumper stickers. I didn't tell them to do that, but they're out there doing that. So there you go. If you see them, flag them down. We're going to have South by Southwest coverage all throughout the week and next week as we hijack their operations. I'm going to do some overdrive here to finish up with all of these callers. I mentioned some of this news, but didn't really get into it in detail. London Guardian, rising energy prices will change and will challenge Western way of life, Ministry of Defense report, as they jack up energy prices worldwide. That's the plan. Then they act like it's accidentally happening. APCEO, government undermining right to know laws. FDA proposes to let drug companies undermine official safety warnings. That way we can't actually show you the insert saying vaccines can kill you or give you diabetes or give you narcolepsy or give you epilepsy or hundreds of other things, literally. I mean, they are really trying to shut stuff down. South by Southwest banned. Gene Giant kicks OCA off South by Southwest food panel discussion. So even Whole Foods and people now won't have organic discussions. It's just all a joke. And they're trying to pass a law in Texas banning filming the police. I mean, it is just getting crazy. And then this article, pedophilia in Britain, woven into the fabric of society. Theresa May, the UK has launched a new judge-led inquiry panel to investigate a pedophile ring operated in the 1980s. The Home Secretary warns the allegation is just the tip of the iceberg. The problem is woven covertly, ooh, a conspiracy, into the fabric of our society. Yeah, it's a pedophile cult. And a lot of Homeland Security at the top is pedophiles, folks. It's a fact. Just like the Vatican, this is the group. It's not the Vatican. It's not the cops. It's not the British government. It's a pedophile guild of devil worshippers. I don't know how else to explain it to people. It's just, this is now RT UK. I mean, this is mainstream news quoting her, the head of the inquiry. A secret conspiracy of pedophiles woven into the government. And then you find out they're not, pedophilia is only one level. There's Satanism above that. God help us. And then they have all these movies and TV shows about Satanism doesn't exist, and they're always persecuting local police departments that try to report on it, and they make them put in the files that it was just crazy people and not Satanism. There's a huge conspiracy to cover up Satanism and Luciferianism, two different things. Low level, it's Satanism, even in the elite, but the top, it's Luciferianism. Briefly, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. We're offering the biggest special sales we ever have. And yes, sales spur sales, and so I like sales, but they really are better deals. We already have 30% off DNA Force, free bottles of Ancient Defense when you get two bottles of X2 Nation Iodine. Well, right now, everything at InfoWars Life and InfoWars Store, everything, even stuff already discounted, is discounted with promo code SUPER. Promo code SUPER. Everything is 10% off. Everything. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off all InfoWars Life products. And that's an ad from this morning. Then I decided, no, everything. And it's been changed in the computer code. We probably need to change that manner. 10% off everything. And that's not a fault of my graphic people. It's a fault of me going, you know what? Everything. But it's 2 days only. We're going to end this at 2 o'clock Wednesday because I launched it today. I'm going to run it a little bit more than 2 days. I'm going to end it at 2 o'clock Wednesday. It is Monday the 16th. On the 18th, we will terminate this special on everything, whether it's Survival Seed Vault, Molon Labe clothing, books, films, everything, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And more importantly than buying products from us, even though they're super high quality and life-changing, we talk about InfoWarsLife.com. Pray for us. Defend the Republic. pray that I be strong. I'm under a lot of attack. It makes me stronger, quite frankly, and I just don't know why I'm so blessed. I just love God, and I appreciate all of you. Spread the word about the show. The enemy hates it, whether it's AM, FM, Internet. Tell people. The enemy wants to shut us down for a reason.
Communications, radio.
We are in the dragon's face, stabbing viciously. Stay with us. The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to see the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.